This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This weekend's movie releases feature either as unlikely a number one hit as you are ever going to see, or a film that, of course, did $70 million at the box office. Pitch Perfect 2, a movie about an all-female a cappella group, beat the big summer action movie because, well, here's Marketplace's Nova Sappho.
Traditionally, summer's big movies are targeted to boys and young men under 25.
They're just, you know, kind of knee-jerk reaction.
That's Peter Seeley. He ran the marketing department at Columbia Pictures in the late 80s. Over the weekend, though, Hollywood tradition got trounced. A 75% female audience carried Pitch Perfect 2 right past the action flick Mad Max Fury Road.
This was a huge surprise. I mean, earth-shaking. It was unprecedented.
And just went to show once again, says Seeley, that women can carry a film. From the Twilight franchise, 50 Shades of Grey and Cinderella, box office analyst Paul Dergarabedian says,
we have a lot of movies that we're seeing where women are driving the story, that they're the center of these movies, and we're just going to see more of that.
Pitch Perfect, though, hasn't just been a female-centric franchise. The first film 3 years ago has attracted a broad audience on home video, as in men, to the delight of Kay Cannon, the film's screenwriter.
Often there's like a big preamble before where there's just like, even my wife made me watch it, and none of the other channels on the television worked, and so I couldn't find the remote.
To reduce the need for a preamble this time around, Universal marketed the film broadly, even running a Super Bowl ad.
The Green Bay Packers!
What?
Yes, actual members of the Packers are in the movie at their own request. Given all the marketing efforts aimed at men, analyst Paul Dergarabedian says Pitch Perfect 2 may be able to build even more of a male audience going forward. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
We had the screenwriter Kate Cannon on last week, the day before the movie debuted. If you missed it on the radio, we've got it online. It's marketplace.org.